Sergeant Powers, my name is and my wife and I were personal friends of Nancy Perlman. I'm calling you to give you my phone number. And we would be happy to give you any information that we have regarding the personal things of either or Nancy. And just as a case in point, basically I was the one that went with Nancy for two sessions to see a divorce attorney in the last 2 weeks. Again, my name is my number is don't know how much information you have about them. We have known them for 15 years, and it's possible that I can give you some personal information that will help you in your investigation. Again,
message received March 26th at 4:54 p.m.
Hello?
Hello, please.
That's me.
Powers, Ventura, Sheriff's Retreat.
Hi, hold on a half a second. Let me get onto the other line. Hi, Mike.
How you doing?
Fine. Thank you for calling me back. I have no idea whether I can be of help, whether I can't be of help, but my wife and I basically have known and Nancy for 15 years. And Nancy, for whatever reason, well, I know the reason, she basically relied on and me to help her through many of the tumultuous times they had in their marriage. In the last 3 weeks, she actually called me on the phone and asked me to go with her to meet with a divorce attorney the first time, and then also the second time she met, and that happened to have been last Tuesday was her second time with the divorce attorney.
Okay.
So I don't know what you know about her background, whether there's anything I can help you.
Anything I can learn is, you know, will help us.
Okay. Well, I know that through Kaiser Permanente, and I believe it's the one in Woodland Hills, I think she was seeing a psychiatrist.
Okay.
I don't know that. I mean, I know for a fact that she was seeing some psychiatrist there, because the last time we were at the attorney's office, she mentioned that she would have to be coming back to Los Angeles. Actually wanted her to live in Las Vegas, and that she would be coming back to Los Angeles, and some of the issues that happened, and I'm gonna, I don't know how much you want me to tell you or what you want me to do, but
feel free to tell me anything that you think might,
perfect,
might
when,
help.
When Nancy is very, was a very weak person to start with. She could never make a decision at all, and basically emotionally beat her down all the time. He was absolutely in control, totally. When we went to the attorney the first time, she had...
You went to the attorney first time when?
We went to the attorney the first time on... Let's see, the last time. I probably can get it out of my day running.
Okay, she expired on March 20th.
She expired on the 20th.
Thursday,
okay,
the 20th.
Right. We went to the attorney on the 18th.
Okay, so Tuesday the 18th was the last time?
Was the last time we went to the attorney.
When did you first go to the attorney?
I think we went to the attorney the first time on the 10th of March.
Okay, so the Monday before that.
Right.
So
right.
It was about a week and a day from
I think so. Let me get my day runner, and that'll
help
me out.
You bet, please.
Hold on. Okay, yeah. On March the 3rd, Nancy and I went to the attorney at 10 o'clock in the morning.
Okay, so Monday, March the 3rd?
Monday, March the 3rd. And
which attorney did you go to?
Okay, we went to... I've got all that information. We went to see a gal named...
And
let me give you the information. Hold on, let me get her business card.
You bet.
I just sealed up the envelope.
Her phone number?
Phone number.
And how does she spell her first name? So you went to see Nancy on... Yes, with Nancy on Monday, March 10th.
Okay, now, no, actually we went... No, we went... I'm sorry, it was on March the 3rd that we...
I'm sorry, March the 3rd.
March the 3rd. Now, Nancy had come into L.A. She... Nancy have split and come back together.
I tell you what, could we start out with, you know, you say you've known him for 15 years. Can
right.
you give me a little history on, and you say that they had a tumultuous marriage. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Sure. When we first met them, it was 1987. We were on board a ship going to the Spanish, to Mexico. Just getting back together after having, you know, a split.
A marital discord, which
marital
led to their
yeah.
breakup for a while.
A breakup, okay. And we weren't totally aware of it at that time, but we found out about that later.
Okay, from who?
Oh, no, they told us.
Oh, both Nancy and told you?
Right,
okay.
Right. And from 1987 to, and I can't remember the actual years, but... basically left Nancy several times. Nancy had absolutely no will at all.
When you say several times...
Oh, I'm going to say maybe twice between then and 1995. And I'm
going to
say in 1990... Well, we started going to theater together, and it was one Sunday, and I don't even remember what year it was, but all of a sudden we get done at theater, and we would Nancy and me, and we would normally go to dinner in Pasadena. And Nancy started to sob as we walked out of the theater, and she said, "I'm never going to see you again because... I'm going to move to Las Vegas. And I are breaking up." And so we tried to comfort her and everything else, and she went to Las Vegas. Her parents live in Las Vegas. I think you probably know that.
Yes.
Okay. And so she went to Las Vegas, and she was there for a while, and then she came back, and everything was hunky-dory. And each time they split, somehow there was money that was split at the same time, and it was kind of like... would blow through whatever money he took on his side, and Nancy would squirrel away the money that she took.
Right.
And when they got back together again, it was because Jerry basically ran out of money.
Jerry ran out of money, and so they would get back together.
Yeah, but he was working, and he was doing what he was doing, and they always lived very high on the hog. I mean, I can't say that he ever treated her badly or didn't give her everything that she would have wanted. And she didn't want very much. All she wanted to be was a good wife and cook dinner and this kind of stuff.
Okay.
In the course of their marriage, in 1995, I think it was 95, basically has always been jealous of my relationship with our children, okay? He has two sons from a former marriage, and...
Do you know their names?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Okay? And really did not like Nancy. Now, they were only like 2 or 4 years old when Jerry and Nancy got together. And always told Nancy that hated her because she was the woman that split him from his first wife.
Okay.
But I'm not really sure that that's the case. I think
who told you that? Told you that?
Told us that. Yeah,
okay.
And Nancy as well. And Nancy could never deal with that. But the kids were like 2 and 4 years old, and I don't think they know what hate is. And I'm just giving you that
right.
information. Anyway, in 1995, I think it was 95, basically left Nancy, and the way he did it was he kissed her goodbye one morning at work, and it could have been after that. You know, my dates are probably mixed up. In 1995, I know he left her,
right.
and she went to Las Vegas, and basically she was in lockup for 30 days for psychological evaluation. I don't know if you know that or not.
Yes.
Oh, you do know that?
Yes, she was at...
Okay, perfect. I don't know what hospital it was, but
okay.
that was 30 days. There was a time, and I...
Now, he left... Now, she was at the lockup because...
I think he committed her. I'm not really sure
okay.
how that all happened.
You don't know why she was detained in a mental mental health institution. You just know she was detained.
I just know she was.
Okay.
I just know she was. Oh, I know what it was. I know what it was. She was concerned. Apparently, she was working for a doctor that was doing some stuff that wasn't on the up and up.
Okay.
And, you know, now I'm remembering this. And from what I recall, she was deathly afraid of the fact that this doctor was going to send somebody to kill her.
Okay, because she was...
Because she knew...
She was office help. She knew the inner workings of his...
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's the story, because at that time, she was... I think she even, like, wasn't driving a certain car because she knew that they would know that car, so she was driving a different car, and then she just went to Las Vegas, and I think that that was what prompted this 30-day psychological evaluation.
Okay, but it was after she and split up. And she went to Las Vegas? She went to live in Las Vegas?
She never really lived in Las Vegas. She would go there and be with her parents,
okay.
And then she would come back.
All right.
Okay, somewhere around 19... And I don't know if... That was probably 1990. Around 1995.
Okay, so the time that she goes to Las Vegas and she's committed is around 1990?
I think that was when it was. I don't have that exact information, but...
You're doing real good, because that coincides with another statement I've got.
Oh, cool. Okay. In 1995, I'm pretty sure it was 95 because I was already retired, we got a call from Nancy that had left him. And the call basically was a call that he said he was going to work that day. He didn't go to work. His sons helped him move out of their house in Tarzana. And he left a note on the bed telling Nancy that he had left, and apparently he took the stereo, he took a bunch of stuff, so when she would get home, man, she would know that things were missing.
Right.
And then, later in the afternoon, he basically called Nancy on the phone at work and told Nancy to get somebody to sit by her, and he had something to tell her, and at that point he told her, "Nancy, when you get home tonight, there's going to be a note on the bed. I want you to know I've left you, and I'm not going to tell you where I'm living, but it's all over. And the reason it's all over is because I need to have a relationship with my sons the way I have a relationship with their children. And with you in my life, that can't happen because they hate you."
Okay.
Okay? Then he says, "Call because they will take care of you." And she called us, and in essence, we basically...
And she relayed this information to you.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, this is, we kind of babysat her for like 3 weeks.
All right, no, I'm looking, you're telling me stuff, but I'm looking for the source of how you found out. That's...
Oh, okay, well, then, Nancy actually called us and told us this was what did, and the very next day, called and told me that he had left Nancy and that he just needed to do that in order to get her to have a relationship with his children.
Okay.
And I said, okay, not a problem, you know, piece of cake, I agree with what you're doing. Well, he never actually had a relationship with his children. I don't even know today whether he has a very good relationship with his children. But that was almost like the straw that broke the camel's back. Probably a couple of years after that. Oh, and they got back together again after like 4 or 5 months.
Okay.
Okay, and again, had gone through some money, and then they got back together.
How do you know that through the money and he gets...
Oh.
Who told you that?
Nancy basically told us that they split up some money, and she had her money, and threw his money, and then he came back.
Okay. So Nancy's the one that's providing you this information about, just when they split up,
right,
they divide money, and then
right,
she
right,
rat holes hers,
right,
he spends his, and
exactly,
he gets back. Okay.
Exactly. And then he
all
comes
right
back. And she's willing to have him come back every time he comes back, and I are saying, "My God, you know, get a grip on yourself and get out of this thing."
Does Nancy ever say that she pursued and would ask him to come back, or?
No, but I wouldn't be surprised if in phone calls she would plead with him to come back, because
okay,
that was the kind of person she was.
All right.
Now I'm going to fast forward maybe another couple of years. They had a house in Discovery Bay. I don't remember.
Discovery Bay is where?
Discovery Bay is up by Stockton.
Okay.
Okay?
All right.
And I don't remember exactly when that was. But they had this house in Discovery Bay, and got this house, and they were going to go up there, and this was going to be their retirement house. They were going to move to Discovery Bay.
Yep.
And I had a conference that we went to in Napa Valley, and we stopped down in Discovery, not in Discovery Bay, but in Stockton, to see some cousins of ours who were also friendly with Nancy. And during that time, they told us that over, I guess it was either Labor Day or Memorial Day, I don't remember which one, they were invited to house in Discovery Bay. Nancy was not there because they were apparently kind of on the semi-outs at that point, and that had a woman there from Detroit. And we just listened to all this, and then we got in the car and...
Now, the indication that I'm getting, and please feel free to correct
you
me if
it.
I'm wrong.
You got the right information.
The indication that I'm getting is Nancy are on the outs and living...
Not living.
Or...
Just meeting this gal.
Meeting this woman
right.
to date or
right.
whatever
right.
he's...
Exactly.
Okay. Going to have
inviting,
a romantic interlude with her or something to
right.
that effect.
Right. And inviting a... another... And inviting relatives.
Okay.
To come to the house, but not immediate blood relatives.
Okay.
And I are driving home, and we say, you know what?
Who are these people that told you this?
Who actually told us this?
Yes.
Oh, okay. It was our cousins. That was.
Okay.
Okay. And basically worked for probably, oh, I'm gonna say 6 months, maybe a little more than that. He had a business called. Went out and gave
right
and I don't know if you know any of that.
He's told me that was his business.
Right, and actually worked for him and a cousin of ours.
Okay.
So anyway, Denise and Sean tell us this. We get home. By the time we get home, decide we've got to do this. So we have Nancy come over for dinner, and at this point they're kind of like semi-estranged. They're living in the same house, but they're not talking to one another. I mean, it's a crazy relationship.
Which house were they living in?
This is the house in Tarzana.
Okay.
Okay? And so we decide that we're going to tell Nancy that this is what we've learned. We tell Nancy, and Nancy says, I don't believe this. This is ridiculous. It is the gal's name. I'm going to say, why would you don't know that? And she said, well, had an affair with her, like, several years ago, but told me it would never happen again.
And whatever name it was, did she guess the correct name?
Absolutely.
Okay.
She knew exactly. As soon as I said it was somebody from Detroit, the name was right there. And at that point, of course, all I can tell you is she fainted in my arms at
all right.
our house. And basically, when she woke up, basically started to beat me, but not beat me, but, you know, just hammer on me a little bit until she realized what she was doing. And then basically was on his way up to Discovery Bay at that time for the Monterey Jazz Festival or something, and he had told her he was going up there and he was going to take the dogs and everything else. And she called him in the car to confront him, which we didn't particularly think was a good idea. And that just blew up. From that point on...
Met it, do you know, or?
Kind of never, he admitted that he had her at the house, yeah.
Okay.
And then what would happen is, over a period of time, and I didn't realize this until Nancy and I spent the time going to this attorney. Nancy explained to me that there were a lot of times during their relationship, and I think she was talking in the last 5 years, where she would cook dinner for Jerry, and Jerry wouldn't come home. And he'd get home like 1 o'clock in the morning, and she'd say, where were you? And he'd say, don't ask me. And then, after the fact, he would basically tell her that he had been out with another woman, and they went to this restaurant, and they did this, and they did that. And she would say, don't tell me these things. Okay?
And when he says they did this and they did that, they were, you know, sexually acquainted or something like that?
Or did Nancy
really reveal that to you?
I don't think he was saying that he basically was sexually involved with them. But, I mean, that's certainly the intimation.
Okay.
Okay. Now, 4 years ago, Nancy, they were supposedly, now they're in Camarillo, of course. Nancy comes home, and she finds a computer on, and she realizes he's been surfing the net, and he's made contact with a Russian gal. Now, I'm sure you know that there's a Russian gal living in their house.
No, I didn't know that.
Uh-huh. Okay.
No,
see? All this information. I
yes,
don't know that it's going to
be wealth
any
of
good.
Information.
But, okay. Anyway, 4 years ago, she finds that Jerry is surfing the net, and he's in one of these...
chat rooms?
I don't know that it's a chat room necessarily. It's like every once in a while on my computer I get something, Russian woman would like to meet you.
One of those spam emails.
I don't know how to get my email address, but I'd love to get rid of it, but I'm afraid to respond for fear that there'll be 25 of those emails. Anyway, he starts to converse with, to chat with this gal.
Okay.
She's, at the time, I think she's 28 now, so she was probably 24. I'm taking a guess here.
These are approximate ages, not accurate.
Okay. And her name is, I don't know how you spell that, but it's
okay.
Okay? And she is basically living in Turkey. She is a Russian tour guide who gives tours to Russian people in Turkey.
Okay.
Okay? And Nancy confronts, says, well, he's just been talking to her. Nothing is really happening. And then she finds out that is planning to bring her to the United States.
Any reason?
Or
does Nancy say that they're...
She's beside herself at this point, because this is just another phase of where is coming from.
Okay.
So ends up actually arranging for her to come to the United States.
Okay.
She comes to the United States, and Nancy is kind of mouthing her disapproval of this all the way along, and Jerry says, you know, she's coming. That's it. And she's like a daughter to me. You know, we've established this wonderful relationship. She's 24 years old. There's nothing going on here, blah, 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 blah. And she comes, and she takes up living in their house.
Okay.
She has a student visa or whatever kind of visa she has. Nancy, at that point, says, you know, what can I do? She's in the house. And so you can understand the control that she has over this whole situation.
Mm-hmm.
And over Nancy. And then she tells me that, you know, really a very nice girl.
And her comes here 4 years ago?
4 years ago.
Okay.
Okay?
So back in 1999.
Something like that. And been here for 4 years.
Okay.
Okay?
Living at house
living
for 4 years?
Living in house in Camarillo.
Okay.
Okay? And Nancy kind of goes back and forth to Las Vegas to see her dad and her mom and everything else. And living in the house. And of course, and I are saying, give me a break here, you know.
Now, for these 4 years, when Nancy's going back and forth, is also going back and forth with her to Las
Occasionally.
Vegas?
Occasionally. He goes back and forth probably 50% of the time, maybe a little more than that.
Okay.
Okay? But living in the house.
All right.
So there and still there. And Nancy then kind of gets the attitude, well, you know, she's really like the daughter I never had. And
have you ever seen this?
Yeah. Yeah.
Describe her to me, could you?
Because
I did see a female when I was at the house, but...
Okay, she...
Does he have any daughters?
No. He has two sons. He doesn't have a daughter. And might have been in school that night. I'm not really sure.
Okay.
Because she goes to, I think she goes to Pierce College.
She's, I was going to say, the female that I saw looked about early 20s or something like that.
Okay. Did she look like she could be of Russian descent?
It's possible. I just got a brief look at her for a few seconds while she was crying.
While she was crying?
Yes.
It had to be.
Okay.
Because right. that would be the only one that would be in the house.
Okay.
Okay?
Then I did see her.
Okay. Okay, and we've met her maybe twice, maybe three times.
All right.
Okay, and so Nancy then takes her arm, you know, under her wing, and this is my, you know, I'm going to treat her like a daughter, blah, 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 what can I do? Nancy go with to Turkey, and she shows them around Turkey, and then they come back, and in the meantime, has arranged for to get a car, and they've signed I believe they signed as co-signers on the car, and she can get insurance through them because she's living in their house, and she's not an exchange student, she's actually there on a visa. And my understanding now is that they're trying to arrange for a way for her to actually get a permanent visa,
okay.
But I don't know that for a fact.
All right.
Okay. Now I'm going to fast forward a little further. And I'm going to bring you up to date on why Nancy decided she had to get a divorce.
Okay.
And Nancy was never the one to say, I want a divorce. She knew that she was in a bad place. She was just, always had this Pollyanna attitude. You know, things are going to get better. The good part's right around the corner. And in November of last year, she was very proud of the fact that she had just bought her first real diamond ring. Okay? Up to that point, Nancy had beautiful jewelry, but it was all CZs and stuff like that.
Okay.
It was never real. So she was sure this marriage was going to be, this time it was going to work.
Because he bought her some rather expensive jewelry?
Well, I don't know exactly what happened. She said that it was a one and a quarter carat round diamond. Okay? And
fairly expensive.
Huh?
So those are generally fairly expensive.
Well, I helped Nancy copy a bunch of stuff at the house the Saturday before we went to the attorney the second time. And we came across the American Express bill.
Okay.
And American Express charge for $13,000 to this jeweler. Now, I used to be in the jewelry business, aside from other things.
Right.
And I know that a one and a quarter carat diamond, unless the damn thing is flawless, is not $13,000.
Right.
Nancy told me that had given her a diamond, but she could see the flaw in it, so he went back and changed it. My assumption, and again, this is assumption, is that $13,000 went for a bunch of jewelry that Nancy never got.
Correct.
Okay?
Your assumption based on your knowledge of the jewelry business and that one and a quarter carat diamond ring is not going to go for $13,000.
No way. And I tried to verify.
What would you estimate a one and a quarter?
One and a quarter carat really good diamond, maybe $5,000.
Okay.
Knowing, I don't think he would have gotten a really superior diamond just based on his past, performance.
Well, and I guess based on the fact that they had to take the first one back for the flaw.
Right. You would think that he would just say, right, give me one I clean. Right. That's the terminology.
Okay.
Okay? All right. So Nancy,
the intimation is he bought other jewelry besides Nancy's ring.
That's what
given
I
Nancy, did Nancy ever show you the ring?
She never showed me the ring, but I wear an emerald cut diamond that's 2 1/4 carats. And I showed her, I put my ring in front of her, and I said, Nancy, wasn't your diamond about the size of my ring? And she said, and again, it's an emerald cut, so it's rectangular.
Right.
She said, oh, no, it's probably maybe half the size of your ring. So that's a pretty good indication to me that it wasn't a 2 1/4 carat diamond. It was just 1 1/4.
Right.
And then we basically, at that point, she told me, I digressed, but I'm going to go forward again, and I'm going to tell you what prompted this whole thing. She came home to Camarillo, and I don't remember whether this was, I think this was like around the end of April, and she was going through some stuff in the house, or it might have been after we saw the attorney the first time, and I don't remember, to be honest with you.
Okay.
She found 2 airline tickets to London, one of them in name, and one in the name of manicurist.
Her name is?
I think her name is. I don't know her last name.
Okay.
Nancy just said it was his manicurist. And I said, well, you know this girl? And she said, well, yeah, I've known her for a couple of years. And anyway, she found these tickets and apparently confronted. But said, yes, he was going to London. He wasn't going to change what he was doing. And yes, he was taking this gal. And they have 2 dogs in the house. And Nancy said that he basically asked her to stay and take care of the dogs. Now, I don't know whether that's true or false. Nancy kind of had this way of embellishing the truth.
Okay.
Okay? But Jerry did go to London.
Yeah, he told me he went to Europe.
Right. In the meantime, Nancy, after we met with the attorney on the 3rd, the attorney said, look, here's a couple things you got to do for me before we meet again. And I suggest that you kind of think about what it is you want to do. I told Nancy, and at that time, Nancy basically had presented the attorney with a list of what she was willing to do for her, and he didn't want her to go to an attorney other than to have this kind of memo drawn up into a document where he would sign and say, this is what I'll provide for you. No real divorce attorney, nothing like that, just I'll give you this stuff.
Right, no fault divorce.
Yeah, kind of, sort of. And I told Nancy, I said, you need to retain an attorney. I'm way out of my league here. You a very nice amount of money here, but how do you know he's going to continue to do this? You need some kind of legal something. So I tried to convince her to retain.
Okay.
And she was going to email. We actually met on the 3rd. Which was the Monday, she was actually leaving that night to go back to Las Vegas, and she was going to be in Las Vegas until, like, the 12th or something, and then she was coming back into town. In the period of that week and a half, she never communicated with when she came back into town, I talked to her, and she said, well, I got, somebody told me I should get a second opinion on an attorney. And I said, well, Nancy, I got to tell you that, in my opinion, a wonderful attorney. And I've done this for a cousin once before, and a couple of other women seem to want me to go to their divorce attorneys. Don't ask me why.
okay.
I guess it's my calm nature and the fact that I've been married for 43 years. Anyway, I convince her that she's got to go back and try to work some sort of an arrangement out with, and that's when we made that appointment for the 18th. On the 18th, still in London. He's coming back on the 19th.
Right.
We go there, and says, look, there is, I think what we have here with is pretty nice. I think we can make a little temporary separation agreement out of this, but there are some issues you've got to address. Is there anything you need to do? And Nancy says, well, you know, my house is really Camarillo. It's really not Las Vegas. They bought a house in Las Vegas, by the way, and the house is furnished and everything else, and so they actually have two residences at this point.
Have you ever been to the house in Las Vegas?
Never been to the house in Vegas, and it's not their first house. They had another house that they actually bought when Jerry was again going to send her to Vegas, and they actually put it up for sale the day the escrow closed.
Okay.
So
this house in Vegas, has Nancy ever described it to you, is it as nice as their house in Camarillo?
It's a very nice house. It's not, the house basically is probably worth around $350,000 in Las Vegas, and
right.
The house in Camarillo, you've been there.
Yes.
The house in Camarillo at this point is probably worth $1.1 million, $1.2 million.
Right.
They bought it for $872,000 and put some money into it. And it's big on bragging about those things. So that's why I know they paid $872,000 for the house. Anyway, and the house in Las Vegas is furnished and everything else. Anyway, Nancy is coming in from Las Vegas to take her mother's dining room set and her grandmother's bedroom set and the stuff that she should get out of the house, because has told her that he wants this stuff out of the house, and as soon as he comes back from London, he's changing the locks and he's changing the alarm code.
Okay.
So I figure, I don't have to answer the phone. So anyway, I figure, okay, fine. So I said to Nancy while we're at the attorney's, Nancy, don't you want some access to that house? She says, well, yeah. When I'm basically in Los Angeles, I want to stay in that house. That's my house. And the attorney says, well, Nancy, you've got to talk to about these things. Nancy is very non-confrontational, okay? So Nancy is supposed to talk to the attorney, talk to about this. Then she says, well, when I'm in town, I really, you know, want to, the use of a car. They have two cars in L.A. and one car in Vegas.
All right.
And so she, that becomes an issue. And then there are some other minor issues, but these are all issues that Nancy has to talk to about. Nancy and I get done at the attorney, and I feel we've gone a long ways, because Nancy thinks that, you know, we're not going to file for separation, we're not going to engage the attorney for a retainer. The attorney is going to wait for Nancy to get back to her to say, how do you want me to write this agreement, and what do you want me to put in from the standpoint of the pieces of information you want, the car, the living in the house,
right.
That kind of stuff. And of course, you know, he has no right to change the locks. So I realize that this is going to be confrontational for Nancy, and I tell Nancy that if she would like, and the attorney suggests the same thing, you know, if you don't want to talk to alone and you want there, they might be able to act as mediators between the two of you.
Okay.
Okay? So we end our discussion. We end our lunch. Nancy has written down all the points that she has to talk to about.
And this is on the 18th in the afternoon.
This is on the 18th in the afternoon. And that was basically the last time I saw Nancy.
Okay.
Is home on the 19th. I don't really talk to Nancy at all. And on the 20th, calls me at 11 o'clock at night. And he says, some terrible news. Nancy has been shot to death by the police.
Okay.
And I said, what happened here? And of course, then he tells me, well, Nancy, he tells me that he came home and the gun case was empty and her cell phone was on wherever it was. And that was, in his opinion, her method of saying goodbye.
Okay.
And then she left the house and he called the police. He did tell me that he had gone to dinner with his mother before that incident, that apparently he had gone to take his mother to dinner and left Nancy in the house.
That's what he told me.
Okay. 2 weeks before that, and I'm going back now to the 3rd, Nancy basically told me that there was a gun in the house and that she had hidden the gun. Now, they had a couple of guns.
Right.
I know that, and it always disturbed me. I'm not a gun guy. And she said she had hidden it. Jerry basically called me on the phone maybe a couple of days after Nancy had told me that, and I don't remember again whether it was after the 3rd or after. It wasn't certainly after the 18th, but it could have been in the week of the 10th.
Okay.
And he said, I'm going to London. I know Nancy is coming back, and it could have been the week of the 10th. I know Nancy is coming back. Did Nancy ask you to store anything for her? And I said, no. I said, nothing. Why do you ask? She says, there's a gun missing. Do you know anything about the gun? And I said, well, Jerry, the only thing that I know is that Nancy told me that she hid the gun, but she didn't tell me where. He says, I've torn the house up inside down. I can't find the gun. My assumption is that's the gun that she had with her.
Did ever talk about where she'd taken the gun from, or?
He didn't say where she took the gun from, but Nancy had told me that she took the gun.
Okay.
Okay.
Did Nancy ever tell you where she got the gun from?
No.
Did ever talk about having another gun in the house or anything like that?
When they were in Tarzana, I'm going back even further than that. Well, when they were in Tarzana, Jerry had two Glocks, okay? I'm pretty sure they were Glocks. I mean,
right.
That's not a name that I would forget. And he took me into his bedroom, and he showed me this Glock with a laser sight on it, okay, which I had never seen. And I thought, oh, that's really pretty cool, but never in my house. And they basically had, I think, two guns there.
Okay.
Was a chiropractor, and he worked over by LAX, and he had a problem at one point where he had to be hospitalized, and Nancy called us on the phone. We happen to be the people that get called.
Right. You're the best friends.
Yeah, we basically were best friends. Nancy, okay, for Nancy, thought it was a scum. I mean,
okay.
For the sake of argument, I hate to say
right.
that, but you know where I'm coming from. Anyway, the end result of that was that we had to drive the car home, okay? I went down there. Nancy drove her car. The car was there. We went down, and I basically drove at an Explorer at the time. And in order to get out of his parking garage, the key code card was in his glove compartment. I opened the glove compartment. There's a loaded gun there.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
So guns are not an unusual thing.
No.
In their environment. I guess that basically is everything. Told me when he called me on the phone that that apparently Nancy had rammed a patrol car.
Well, that was my misinformation.
Okay.
That was something that I had told him.
Well, that, anyway, that's what he told me.
Yeah, I told him that, you know, that may not be accurate.
Right.
I know there was contact between the
okay.
two.
Okay.
So.
Well, he told me, when he called me at 11 o'clock at night, he told me Nancy had left the house.
Right.
She had the gun. He called the cops at he told me at 6:42. I don't know how he knew 6:42. And that Nancy had rammed his patrol car and she had been shot and killed. And then I talked to him on Sunday, and that was all I knew. We were going out of town Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. We got back on Sunday, and there was a message that, you know, the funeral was today, the memorial service. So I called on the phone on Sunday night, and he told me that I guess he and one of his friends and those are the three people, they went to the coroner's office to pick up Nancy's personal effects.
Right.
And he kept talking, and I kept listening, and he said, by the way, he said, you know, this thing is really, there's a lot of unanswered questions here. He said, first of all, when the police were in my house on Thursday, I was on the phone. That's Nancy's sister who was and she was asking about a crisis intervention person, and what were they doing, and did they have a professional on the scene? And Jerry said he was on long distance. I guess he was talking to you or talking to some of the other officers in the house.
There was another officer in the house. We had sent a deputy to the house.
Okay. He said there were three officers in the house before you got there, and then
right.
two of the officers left.
That was
kind of what he told me.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, he tells me that on the phone, and she was asking him all these questions, and he was trying to relate the information and everything else. And then he tells me that they went to pick up the personal effects at the coroner's office, and he says, I don't believe this. The whole thing is ridiculous. He says they didn't tell me that she was dead till 11 o'clock at night.
He's correct.
Okay. And they apparently she was dead at 7 o'clock at night.
That's, I think it's probably a little later than that, but somewhere between 7 and 8.
Okay, fine. And he told me that the gun was actually in the door pocket on the driver's side, and that Nancy was right-handed, so even if she got the gun with her left hand, she couldn't do anything with it. I mean, he was going on and on.
Yeah, he's got his facts a little confused from what I told him, but that's understandable.
Okay, but that's the facts that he told me, okay? And I got to tell you, and so I know a lot of officers and a lot of detectives. And he's giving me all this information, and I'm saying to myself, wait a minute. This is an officer-involved shooting, and this is a whole bunch of... And I'm saying to myself, who in the hell is letting this information out?
Me.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
Okay, so you gave him the information.
I gave him a lot of information, yeah.
Okay.
I mean, he's... You know, he's basically the decedent's
right.
spouse, and that's why they waited until... Okay. And as I explained it to you know, when I mean, you know, he says, well, why didn't they tell me, you know, right away? And I
right.
said, well... What do you want him to do? Sit there and tell you, hi, your wife's dead. Sorry, we don't know what's happened or anything like
right.
that. I said, it's going to send you into a spin.
Okay.
They want to have someone come up, such as myself,
right.
who is empowered to, you know, give you a little
right.
bit of, you know, general information.
Now, you told me that they shot the tires out in the car?
Correct.
Okay.
Well, they shot a couple tires out.
Okay, they shot a couple tires out, and his impression was that the officer that was at the officer that actually made the kill... was the one that shot the tires out, and I don't know if that's the case or not.
There's two different officers that were shooting at the tires. There's one officer actually shooting at the person.
And okay, I got to assume there were a lot of officers on the scene at this point.
No, just
really?
Two, just two.
Just two officers?
Correct.
Okay.
This was a very fluid situation, happened in a very short period of time,
yeah.
and basically the reason Nancy was shot is she pointed a gun at a cop, and you just don't point a gun at a cop.
Okay, you know what? And I'm glad you're telling me that because I in my own mind I said to myself, I don't think Nancy had the ability to kill herself. I think she had tried to commit suicide once before, but all I thought of was suicide by cop.
Well, that's kind of what we're thinking.
Okay.
That's certainly what the indications are at this point.
Okay, and that's kind of what I thought because I could see her.
Has Nancy? Have you ever talked to Nancy about? You say that you thought that she had committed suicide once, or tried to commit suicide once before. How, what leads you to say that?
You know, to be honest with you, Mike, I don't really recall what the conversation was. It just seems like over the last 15 years, I think that
came up once or twice.
That was an issue.
Okay.
And basically told me that Nancy would never kill herself with a gun. She would take pills, but she'd never kill herself with a gun.
Because?
He just told me that.
Okay.
I mean, he
told me the same thing, but he put
yeah.
a because behind it. All
yeah.
right. When you talked to Nancy on the 18th, the afternoon of the 18th, what was her spirit at that time?
She knew she had to do this. I think she was reluctant to do it, but she knew she had to do it.
Okay. Do it meaning she knew she had,
she had to get a divorce.
She knew she had to get a divorce.
She knew she had to get a divorce, and she knew that she had to probably talk to about these issues. There were six issues, and I probably have the pad with those six issues on it.
That would be great.
Hold on. Let me see. I'm a plethora of information, huh?
Yes, you are.
Okay. Well, I got to tell you, you know, not our favorite people, person.
Doesn't sound like it.
And all I keep thinking is, if this guy tries to do a wrongful death suit, we do not want him to get, I shouldn't tell you this, we don't want him to get a penny. This guy doesn't deserve one penny for the 15 years that we've known their relationship and what he's put her through. The money should go to his family. And his family, I don't know how much they're telling you, but, I mean, they were on the receiving end of all of the bad stuff that did as well.
Okay.
Okay, here we go.
The six issues.
Here's the issues. He wouldn't change the lock and the alarm codes.
Okay.
Okay? He wouldn't pack up her clothes and ship them to Las Vegas. He said if she didn't get her stuff out of the house, he was going to pack it up and just ship it to Las Vegas.
Okay.
Okay?
So this was, all right, and like I say, I've got some information from other sources, so.
Okay, that's fine.
She doesn't want him to do this. She wants to do this at her time, or
no,
what's the issue?
There's more to it than that. When I picked her up at the airport on Saturday the 15th.
Okay.
Raining cats and dogs, if you recall.
Yes, I do.
Okay, and she asked me to pick her up at the airport, which I did. And she gets off, and she's got her own suitcase, and then she's got two big plastic containers, those big storage containers that have clothes in them, because that bring my clothes from Las Vegas. I don't want any of my stuff in Las Vegas.
Okay.
Okay? So one of the issues was packing up her clothes and shipping them to Las Vegas, and she basically, when we were sitting there she said, you know, I don't think I want to do that, because if I'm going to come to Los Angeles, I want to have clothes in the house. You know, I don't want to not have any clothes in the house.
Now, was she, and if you can clarify for me, was she intending on commuting back and forth between Camarillo and Las Vegas after March 20th?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. You know, it's her intent. She kept saying, the Camarillo house is my house. Okay, the Las Vegas house, I really don't like it. I really don't want to be there. I don't have any friends there. All I have is my family, and my family is too overbearing, and blah, blah, blah. Okay?
So she wanted to stay in this Camarillo house?
Yeah, she wanted to. And of course, says, Nancy, you know, how can you stay in the house with Jerry? You know, let's be realistic here. You may want to stay in Los Angeles area or Camarillo, but I would think you'll want a condominium or something like that. Why would you want to